What's up? Welcome to episode 357 of the PS4 Blackcast. I'm JCM. With us this week is Izzy.
Yo.
And Messiah.
Hello.
And here we are. We've got the week that Final Fantasy VII Remake came out. So you'll definitely be talking about that later in the podcast. Of course, that's the biggest new release this week. I don't think there was anything. Let's see what's hot on the PSN. Yeah, there was Season 3 of Warzone. You know, that doesn't matter. And then, I guess... Man, I forget. Did Persona 5 Royal came out last week, not this week, right? It was before Final.
Yeah,
before
that was last week.
Yeah, that's right. That was before Resident Evil. But yeah, there's not much else. I think there's a lot of smaller stuff. But yeah, FF Remake is the biggest one. Again, spring sale still going on. So go ahead and check that out. But yeah, let's go ahead and jump into the news. We'll save the Sony stuff for last, but the Dying Light Haran Egg Hunt event will return this year. So on the 13th, it'll be patched in and live. They had the same event last year. It's where you just all the players go around looking for Easter eggs, and they can find them in just loot drops or killing Easter-themed zombies. And then there's a global player goal that they do where if you meet a specific amount, every player gets rewarded with 3 golden weapons. So if you're playing Dying Light, which I think still has a super active audience on PC, and I think since Tilu is delayed, once I finish my playthrough of my reroll Divinity 2, I think I'm going to go back and play Dying Light again, because I kind of want to play just something that's got that parkour zombie aspect, and Dying Light's a lot of fun. And since Dying Light 2's delayed indefinitely as well, might as well jump into the first one. But yeah, then moving on, there apparently, to no fanfare that I saw anywhere, I also noticed this new mic picks me up way louder than my old mic, even though my gain is all the way down. apparently Overwatch is getting a new character. So
it's their last one, I think.
Yeah, it's like I was browsing the news article, and it's like, oh, here, and I've seen the face of Echo somewhere, but no one is like talking about it. Like I've listened to all these podcasts, and like no one, I didn't hear anybody mention it. I'm like, does no one care? So it's really weird that all of a sudden there's like, hey, this big, you know, game that's out there still with lots of numbers and lots of players just got this new character and no one's talking about. But if you're playing Overwatch, you'll be getting this character next week. And let's see. Also, there was an update to Apex Legends. They added a new event. It's the Old Ways event, which is themed around Bloodhound. It's pretty cool. It's just a new area on the map that's in World's Edge that you go to, and it has like this little arena where you fight these like prowler enemies, or like these lizard monster things, and every time you kill them in waves, one of these loot vaults in it opens up, and then of course everybody on the map can go there and do this event. So it's kind of, you're fighting also not only the monsters but also the players. That's interesting. They also did a bunch of balance changes this week, and they also added back in King's Canyon into the map rotation, as well as the night version of King's Canyon, which is from the Halloween event last year. The problem is they didn't want to do a map select map pool. They were like, oh, I want to play on King's Canyon, or I want to play on World's Edge, because they didn't want to split the player base. So instead, they just rotate the maps. And the way they rotate is it's during a time frame. So like every hour, 15 minutes, the map rotates. So everybody experiences the same map. But I don't want to play in King's Canyon. At least when I play by myself with randoms, I prefer World's Edge much more to that map, just because it's a better map. So it's like, now if I log in and I see it's not on World's Edge, I'm like, well, I don't really want to play right now, so I guess I'll just go play Warzone. So it's like, and plus there's the night one, so they might be back to back. And I'm like, and I tweeted, I was like, maybe you could add like a, you know, a timer on your website or an app. Like, I'd gladly download it. And just to tell me, hey, when's World's Edge going to be back in the rotation? And then I know, like, okay, I have an hour and a half or whatever to play in this time, this little window. But yeah, it's just like if I was playing with my cousin, wouldn't care. I'd be like, whatever, queue up. But the way it stands right now, it's like, yeah, I don't want to queue randos because they already had, they have the ranked going on. And the way they did in the ranked was that instead of being one ranked season, the entire length of this, you know, season four, or when season three, I don't know, we're on season four, is that they split it into two half seasons. So the first half was played on World's Edge, and then the roster, the ranks would reset, and then the second half would be on King's Canyon. And I'm like, okay, well, anybody who wants to play on King's Canyon can just play ranked. And then there you go. But because they added it back in the map pool, I'm like, I don't like this. But we'll see. Hopefully, you know. Granted, the update they did was pretty big with some of the weapon balancing and the character changes they did for considering that everybody's working at home. So shout out to the devs for still being able to kick out a lot of content in these big updates. But we'll see what happens if the player base. I think King's Canyon just has a lot of that nostalgia because that was the first map. I mean, you saw that with PUBG where everybody was tired of playing on, I think it was Arengale, the name of the map. And then they're like, when's the new map? When's the new map? And then they came out with the new map. And then no one wanted to play on the new map. Everybody liked the old map. And the same thing every time another new map came out, another new map. And then I think it wasn't until the Tropical Island one, because it was small, that everybody kind of liked that one. But they missed the first map. And I'm like, yeah, it's because you got nostalgia for that map, because that's what you played on. That's where all your initial Battle Royale memories are. So, mm-hmm. And even the devs acknowledge that King's Canyon objectively wasn't as good because there wasn't a whole lot of loot spawn. Like, the loot tables on that map were a lot less than on World's Edge. Like, there's way more loot in World's Edge. So they had to bump up the loot tables. And it's like, well, that was one of the problems. But I also, the design of the map, too, is very boxed off. Like, each section is kind of like its own. Like, if you land at a point of interest, you're pretty much, okay, you're isolated there. You know, there's no open line of sights. There's not a whole lot of big areas where you can kind of spot stuff from super far. Like, there are some. But World's Edge is much more open, which is what I like. And I feel like the map rotating in that map is much better than rotating in King's Canyon. But that's just me. And again, player base is kind of split, so we'll see how they handle it. But I kind of dislike it right now, so I probably won't play much of Apex. But it's unfortunate. And then moving on, apparently there was a accidental trailer leak from Xbox for No Man's Sky getting some mechs. Apparently, some exosuit mechs.
Mm-hmm.
So prepare for Titanfall in No Man's Sky.
I still haven't fully beaten that game. It was my second most played game, I think, of last year when they sent out those summaries and stuff, and I still don't have everything. That game keeps giving more and more, and every time I go back, I'm like, I need to start from the beginning because I don't remember how to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's one of those games, if there was nothing, I feel like, you know what, I might hop in here, but I just, because there's always something I could play, I just don't. But I feel like it'd be fun to kind of hop into. But yeah, so who knows when that's going to come out, because that trailer got dropped immediately. But I'm assuming the announcement will come soon. So if you're still playing No Man's Sky or just started because of the quarantine, you know, got a new update to look forward to. And yeah, now moving on to the main news that came out on Tuesday, Sony just randomly in the middle of the afternoon just dropped hey, here's our PS5 controller. It's called the DualSense. And they showed off a bunch of pictures. And of course they talked again, they already talked about what the controller was going to have back in the Wired article. That's the one thing that always annoys me is I feel like the news outlets, and especially on podcasts, they forget, the majority of them forget, yeah, they talked about the haptic feedback triggers and oh, this, you know, could be kind of cool, blah, blah. And some people are like, yeah, might not. But none of them remember that they announced this back in February or whatever mm-hmm. it was. November, I think, of last year, they talked about PlayStation yeah. 5. Yeah. And so it's like they talked about the triggers then. So it was just kind of funny. But yeah, seeing the new shape of it, it's got USB-C, which of course was also again talked about back in the Wired article, but it's nice to see that especially because I wish a lot of other things would just move to that. But yeah, it's got a two-tone design. Of course, everybody's seen the image of it. The light bar has been taken out, and they put it to the sides of the touchpad, which now has got a trapezoid shape to it, which I like. I like the aesthetic of it. I know the internet was kind of like, some people didn't like it. Some people upset it doesn't have offset sticks, which I feel like that's...
PlayStation's never had that, and also shut up, because yeah. Offset sticks aren't better.
Yeah, it's like...
I don't understand that. There's got to be something ergonomically, like... I feel like holding your thumbs in different positions like that is bad. I know nothing about this. It just seems weird to me.
I don't like it, because the SCUF Vantage controller has offset sticks. And I was like, okay, maybe I can, you know, learn to like it because of the extra utility that controller had. So I tried it out, you know, for that week. And the offset sticks weren't too bad in games like, you know, Assassin's Creed. But when I played Fortnite, I'm like, I don't like this. Because my problem is because you're changing the position of your hand, your grip strength essentially is compromised on your left side because your thumb's offset. Like if you were to ever pick up anything heavy, you're going to kind of pick it up in a pretty symmetrical manner. You're not going to do like, unless it's like an awkward, you know, rectangle or box or something that's like 75 pounds. Like, yeah, you're going to kind of pick it up a little awkward. But typically anything you grab, you're grabbing it the same way with both hands, if you can, because it's more stable. Now, granted, obviously this isn't a fucking 75-pound controller you're holding. But when you're gripping it, especially in like a tense situation, that force from your grip is kind of messed up that's why I don't like it. I don't like that offset six because of that. In competitive games, I don't like it at all. Plus I feel like I don't have as much range of motion in the up position when my thumb is on the offset stick. It's like if it's down on the side, I have a much greater range of motion because you're at like a 45 degree angle with your thumb on the joystick versus up on top. And I'm like, I don't like pushing in the up directions on the stick. So you're running forward in a battle royale, doesn't feel good. I don't like it. But I understand if people do. I just hate when people are like, definitively, Xbox is the best controller and PlayStation's best. Like, it's all, you know, it's how you like it. But if they offer,
I liked Xbox One's controller more than PS3. The PS3 controller felt very like small and light, so I didn't love that one. But PS4, I honestly think is one of like the best controllers out there.
Yeah, I really like the ergonomics of the PS4 controller. Like when I went back and played, especially because they made because the grips on it were wider and they didn't taper down to that narrow point as much on the old DualShock design, which whenever I'd go back and play, you know, a PS3 game that didn't support the PS4 controller, I'd be like, man, this controller feels weird.
PS3 controllers feel strange when you go back. They're extremely, like, they annoyed me a little bit at the start, but not too much. But if you ever go back to it, they're, like, extraordinarily light. They just feel like toys.
Yeah. Yeah, and I do like that the DualSense also gets rid of the raised-up circular formation for the button and the D-pad. It's now more streamlined, which I like a lot because I feel like it'd be much, even though the way like your thumb, at least the way my thumb rests between the first knuckle and the second, it's pretty much off the controller. But I do like that it doesn't have that sharp edge below the X button. Sorry, cross.
Whatever.
Yeah, because I don't like that that's there. Like, so if I'm resting my thumb kind of down on X, it's like then I have this little edge to it. Plus I feel like it'll make hitting the, you know, share or create button as it is now a little easier because it's just more smooth. And I like that it's more leveled off. I feel like it'll feel better. But yeah. Look, all the custom designs too that have been coming out look fantastic. Boss Logic's going nuts. He did like a ton day one. He had an awesome Spider-Man one. I saw one that was like it was called Golden DualSense, and it looked like that looked like a Deus Ex controller. I was like, that looked really good.
That one was awesome.
Yeah, I love the Death Stranding one because it was just like just a handprint on the side. Someone else did a new Death Stranding one where the BB was on the touchpad looking at you. That was pretty cool.
There was some really good like pastel color ones too.
Yeah. I like the God of War one. Not necessarily, I don't necessarily like the red and the white, but I like the God of War logo. Like anytime the logo's on the touchpad, it just looks really good. Like the Spider-Man logo on the touchpad looks really good. I wasn't a fan of the when people made it all black just to see what an all black controller like. I didn't like it as much. I don't know.
I like the two-tone more.
Yeah, I like the two-tone. I think the two-tone looks good. I also like that the buttons are just, I like how they're just the white. They don't have the color coordination to them. Also, the PlayStation button is just the PlayStation logo. But yeah, they also talked about the built-in microphone, which I don't remember from the Wired article. So there's a built-in mic with a mute button on there. Still has a headphone jack, of course. I'm assuming you can just turn off that built-in mic if you have a headset or you don't want it on at all. Mm-hmm. Easily's doing dishes.
I'm not doing dishes. I'm putting dishes away. There's a difference.
That's the second half of doing dishes.
That's part of doing dishes.
Yeah, that's the second half of it.
But putting dishes away is like satisfying because after you put them away, you feel like you accomplished shit, and then you can play games all day.
Now, cleaning them, getting them out of the sink is my favorite part. I don't like
that's not satisfying at all.
I like that because then it's like
you have to
I clean
your
them.
Sink again.
Yeah, and the sink is empty. They're cleaned. I put them in the dishwasher. You know, they're gonna get
and then you just use the ones that are drying in the tray instead of the ones in the cabinets, and you don't have to put shit away.
Oh, God, you guys just don't understand.
But I like, I saw that Sir Gatto, I think his name on Reddit, he does like a cartoon comic strip. Everybody usually memes it to other things, but he did one. He's like, I hate doing the dishes, but I'm the only one in this house that knows how to do them. Whatever.
Yeah, I saw that.
I was like, that's perfect because I. Like anytime my girlfriend loads the dishwasher, I'm like, I have like a way like I want them to be loaded because I feel like it's the most optimal way to load. So I always like rearrange them back. I'm like, no, this has to be here and here for perfect coverage.
My girlfriend and I got in a fight once because I told her that she loads the dishwasher like shit and asked her if she ever had a mom growing up. Because she puts the fucking bowls on the bottom. I'm like, did you ever have a mom growing up? Like, isn't this how you learn to load the dishwasher? Like, your mom yells at you that you're doing it wrong, and then you learn the right way?
I didn't have a dishwasher growing up.
What?
I was the dishwasher.
That's so sad. Well, yeah, okay, so your dad had one. You just didn't have one.
Yeah, pretty much.
If I had a dual sink, I'd probably hand wash more, but because I always end up hand washing anyways because I hate that people have that concept that the dishwasher will clean anything off dishes. And it's like, no,
it doesn't.
These aren't NASA designed dishwashers. Like if you put a dirty dish in, it's going to be dirty when it comes out. So I'm like, I have to clean. I always clean the dishes.
I have a lot of hand wash only shit anyway, because I have like reusable cups mm-hmm. that
can't go in the dishwasher. So. Reusable.
What?
You have reusable cups. They go in the or don't go in the dishwasher. Aren't most cups reusable?
Well, like the Starbucks cups, the tumblers.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought you just meant like insulated. A normal like a glass cup.
Like reusable cup. I couldn't think of the word, but a tumbler. I have lots of tumblers.
Yeah.
And you can't put like the lids and the straws and everything else in there because the straws aren't going to get cleaned anyway. So I have to wash like all of my cups.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the worst. I bought like a set of like R2-D2 bowls at one point from my girlfriend, I think I forget why. Like one of the Christmas gifts or something. But they turned out that they were not dishwasher safe. And I was like, God damn it, I'm so annoyed. So it's like, I was like, hand washing. Whoa, Isley's rearranging his kitchen.
The spices back in the right spot. Jesus Christ.
It's just so loud.
Stupid fucking mic. Pick up less stuff so I can cleverly.
Do you not have a mute button on the headset?
I do, but I don't know which button it is. And I feel like if I start poking them, you're going to yell at me because, like, I'll either robot or something will go wrong on the headset.
You'll yell at me. The one that
you
has
yell
the
at
mic
me about the waveform.
With a line through it.
You can't see it if it's on your head.
Yeah. What kind of eyeballs do you have? You have, like, eye stalks?
But.
We learned something about JCM today.
Yes. I'll be quieter with my chores, but the podcast is the only time I have to do my chores. ever.
You're usually playing video games when you're doing the podcast.
He says he's going to log on to Final Fantasy VII as soon as we cut
this. The only reason you're not is because you didn't install FF last night.
Well, there's a fucking data disk. I didn't know it would have that.
Well, every game has to install, even if it's on a disk.
How do you get a game and then not immediately open it? What kind of life are you living?
Yeah, I made brownies last night, and I felt really brownie fat afterwards. I didn't want to move.
All games install, even on a disk.
It's been that way
since day one.
No excuses. We won't accept them.
Yeah. Prelude.
This one has two discs.
Prelude.
Yeah. Well, you put the first disc in, then you put the second one in.
That's what I'm doing.
You can do that.
But, yeah, so enough of doing that stuff. We talked about the controller. So that's basically it for the news. We can go ahead and just, I know Zai has a hard out, as they call it. So we can just jump into what we've been playing. What have you been playing, Zai?
I was going to play Final Fantasy VII, but I made the startling revelation last night that I forgot to buy it. So I went on, because I wanted the physical editions, because I like physical copies of games, and I was like, oh, well, it's going to have multiple things, it's going to be cool to like have them all on the shelf together. So I went on to GameStop to see if they had it available, because then I could go like chat with my friend for, you know, a brief quarantine moment, and they were all out of stock, and I was like, whoops, dropped the ball on that. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to download them and then wait until they come out with like a collection of all of the parts or something and like a physical release and get that. So I have to download that while I'm out doing my other stuff later today.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So I've just been playing Animal Crossing.
Of course. Checking those turnip prices.
I did sell my turnips. Sold them for about 450k profit. So now I'm just moving my turnips around. I did buy a lot of turnips. I sold 800 turnips.
I can't believe you didn't buy Final Fantasy VII when Amazon had that like remake snafu. They had so at some point last year, Amazon accidentally priced the deluxe edition of Final Fantasy VII, so like the Steelbook $80 edition, they priced it as 20% off the normal price. So you could get the deluxe edition for like $40.
I think I went on to check that, and by the time I saw that, it was already fixed. So I didn't
know. Yeah, because I got the deluxe edition for like $43 or whatever the price is when you get the 20% off thing. And then it was fixed like 2 days later.
My other option was to get the edition that came with the Play Arts figure, but I was like, that's probably a little excessive for just like the first fourth of the game, even that. So I was just going to get the regular editions and like have them. And then if they came out with some kind of like collector's edition, I'd get that later on. But this is probably the better way to do it, at least right now, than like waiting for stuff to ship. So I'm just going to download the parts as they come out and play them. And then I imagine once all of the parts are out, or even like somewhere down the line, they'll come out with some kind of like bundle where it's all of the physical editions together.
It'll be like $300.
Or like a box set or something. And then it's like contained and in its own little cool little thing. And I'll just get that as like a collector's item.
Yeah, I got the first one as a steelbook because I figured I'd get the very first version like that and then probably get like a collector's version like you're saying.
And I like having the physical because I just like seeing them on my shelf. I like having things on my shelves like behind my little toys. But I don't have the download issue with the PlayStation like I do like my Switch. So I like physical copies for my Switch because we have two now, and that's like a whole DRM bullshit that we have to deal with. But with the PlayStation, I mean, I'm not taking it anywhere. And we both use that PlayStation, and we pretty much just use my account anyway. So I don't really have like, and with the computer too, like, you know, I have my Game Pass and Steam and stuff like that, but I'm not taking my computer anywhere to play the game, so I figured digital copy on the PlayStation's probably fine. I can get over it.
What about you, Z? You're not playing FF yet, but
I'm not playing FF yet. It's installing, but I will be playing it later, probably right after this podcast.
Instead of doing chores?
Well, no. That's why I can't do chores later. I thought I made that clear. I finished up, started and finished A Plague Tale Innocence, which has been on my radar for a while, and I know it got really good reviews when it came out. I just hadn't picked it up yet. And I really enjoyed the game. It surprised me how much I enjoyed the game. It's like a 10 or 15 hour experience, I guess. And it's got sections that reminded me a lot of The Last of Us, actually, where you have these sections that aren't really like gameplay necessarily, like combat or something, but that are more just like you're walking around and the two main characters, like Joel and Ellie, are interacting, like the giraffe scene in the original Last of Us. A Plague Tale actually had like a lot of moments like that where I was kind of caught off guard. There's definitely like some inspiration there with how they handled the two main characters. And then the actual gameplay itself is a bit rough at points, but it was like a creative use of combat and abilities. So the entire game essentially centers on like a rat plague in medieval times. Trying not to spoil certain things, but it essentially centers around like a rat plague and a girl leading her younger brother to try and find a cure for the plague and kind of explanation for what's going on. But it's less focused around like solving the plague and much more focused around her just kind of trying to take care of her younger brother, much like the Joel Ellie thing. So I really enjoyed it. And then it also just kind of had a really unique story. I can't think of many games that use like rats as tension or medieval times like that in the way this game kind of did. I never played the original Thief game. I think that might have had some elements like that, but I think the closest would be like Dishonored. And obviously that's much more fantastical. So yeah, I love the game. I highly recommend it. The trophies are easy. The exploration is great. It's a gorgeous game. The voice acting is actually really good too. The characters were interesting and well developed. I just thought it was like a really solid game. And it's kind of bite-sized. It was a good like 10-15 hour one and done kind of experience. Like it doesn't ask of you to like waste your time on it.
Mm-hmm. I think it's also one of those games that's discounted right now on the PSN spring sale.
Yeah. I get it for $20.
Yep. Like I said, after I finished Doom, I did Resident Evil, and then beat that, and that took me like 8.5 hours. It's about as long as I expected. I think it's like two of the campaigns of Resident Evil 2, essentially. Had a lot of fun with that. Definitely, it doesn't have a New Game Plus, but it does have like these, you get these like bonus tokens so you can unlock certain stuff and like make it like a more like an arcade run, I guess. So I might go back and do another playthrough and unlock some of that stuff and do that, but I don't know when I'll get to that. And then after that, I thought about picking up, I was like, well, I'm not going to pick up Persona yet because I was going to wait until after I finish. I'll probably play that around the time Tealy would have come out. But then I had been watching this, the NLSS, and they were playing Divinity as their team game on Tuesdays. So I watched them play Divinity Originals in 2. And I was like, man, I really want to go back and play Divinity again. So I loaded up the save that you and I left off at, and I'm like, no idea where the hell I am right now. We're in a cave. I move 10 feet, and then a pirate ship bursts through the wall, and I fought a shark. And I'm like, I don't know what's happening. So then I'm like, I'm just going to re-roll. So I re-rolled, picked my character, recruited. I didn't recruit Fane because I wanted to play through. It's like I could heal someone. I didn't have to worry about poisoning them to heal them because I was like, I don't want to do that. So I re-rolled, got new characters, start playing. I'm like, okay, I did a lot in Fort Joy. I'm like, I feel like I could just skip ahead like, look at one of our old saves and, like, before where we were, and then do it. So that we had a save that was, like, basically right before we get to, I think it's called Reaper's Coast. And I went to that, and I'm like, okay, I could just respec all of our characters and resave this as a different file. But then I was like, for some reason, whenever I went to go do that, I just lost all interest. I'm like, I don't know why. Like, for some reason, just respecing, further ahead for stuff to get past stuff I've already played, it just killed my mood, and I didn't want to play anymore. So I went back to my 1-4 Joy, and just while I watched, other things while playing the game, I got through 4 Joy, finished up Chapter 1 last night, did the fight against Dallas. God, that fight's such a pain. And then got to Reaper's Coast, and I'm like, I wanted to keep playing. Like, I didn't want to play FF7. I was like, man, I want to go through and play Divinity. Because I, like, even though I've played Act 1 3 times, this game is just so fun. I never finished it. We never finished it. So I was like, I want to go through, and it's like, I was tempted to just keep playing, but because FF7 will most likely get spoiled for me, I was like, well, and it'll probably be quicker to beat FF7 than it will to beat Divinity. I was like, I'll just...
Don't worry, it already got spoiled for me.
Yeah, well, we don't share a mind link, luckily. Otherwise, I would have told you to install FF yesterday. But, but yeah, it's like, I was like, I'll just play FF, and then I'll go back, and that'll be the game I play probably instead of Persona, since there's nothing else coming out now that I want to play. So, but yeah, Divinity is just so good. I love that game. And man, Archer's OP as fuck. I made Sebel an Archer, and like, damn, that's OP. She's so strong. But good game. But yeah, playing FF, not that far in FF right now, just on a Chapter 3 in the slums, run around doing side quests. Yeah, and I don't mind the combat. I know they have a classic mode where essentially all the characters attack and block on their own. You just do the ATB abilities. And I feel like that would be the way to go, because right now anytime I'm juggling two characters, it's kind of obnoxious. Like I have to look at the, I don't like that they're like, I wish I could have more of a MMO, like FF14 style UI, because I want to move their ATB gauges to a different spot where it's more noticeable, so I'm not looking at the bottom right of my TV. Because it's like, I can't have them do any special moves unless they have an ATB bar, otherwise they just attack. And I'm like, well, I wish it was more noticeable. Like, I could just move it somewhere to the top left or the middle or make it bigger. I don't know. So that's dealing with that right now and getting used to that style of combat. And then also, apparently, I'm just mashing that square button and then I forget to do my special moves because I'm too busy just smashing, so I'm just wasting my ATB gauge, and I'm not blocking or dodging, so it's like, whatever, but you get a million potions. But
I just looked ahead after you said that. There really aren't any games coming out for PS4 until like June with Ghost of Tsushima.
That's gotta be delayed, I'm sure.
Yeah, so definitely. But like, until June, there's almost nothing. Wow.
Yeah, because it was going to be, this month was FF, next month was going to be Last of Us, and then it was going to be Ghosts. It's going to be 3 months in a row of,
yeah, damn. Exclusives. Going to catch up on, like, all my shit. What am I going to do?
We got Persona 5 Royale.
I might. I think for the Platinum and Final Fantasy Remake, you have to beat it twice, though, so.
Yeah, I think it took someone 95 hours to get the Platinum for the airplane, but did you ever platinum The Witness?
I did, yes.
Okay, never mind. I was gonna say, I was thinking about that platinum earlier. I was like, that's such a good platinum. But yeah, so far I'm enjoying. The police are after you.
That's sorry, probably you, the ambulance, because
you didn't do your dishes properly.
I know, right? Now I live right by a hospital, so obviously with all the COVID shit, yeah. I've been trying to mute ambulances coming by, but there's one every like 5 minutes now.
Yeah, you're good. But yeah, it's good. Like I said, it's funny to see some of the characters. Obviously, all the non-main NPCs have just totally, their mouth movements are so off from what they're saying. I like, someone on Twitter was like, my favorite FF character is the guy that looks like Charlie Sheen trying to dress up like Solid Snake. And I was like, yeah, pretty much. That is what he looks like.
He really does.
Yeah. And, I do like how the characters are way fleshed out. At least more so far. Like Jesse and all them, some Biggs and everybody. Like, I'm hoping it'll be... It seems like it'll be much more. I also like the view in the slums when you get to Seventh Heaven, because, like, you can see out past Midgar, like, the desert area behind them. So you just... that. Getting that scale of the upper plate above the slums is really cool. But yeah, it's a, like I said, I look forward to talking about this game once we all get further in it, but
don't forget to install it, Zaya.
That's one of the things I have to do before I go later.
Yeah.
But go where? There's nothing to go to.
The grocery store?
Yeah.
Gotta go to the 7 to 14 days.
Get the toilet paper.
But I need noodles.
Noodles. There you go. At least those are in stock for the most part. But yeah, not much else to say about FF until I get further along. But because everything right now would be kind of spoiling for the opening minutes. I don't want to ruin that. But all right. Well, I guess I'll wrap it up for this episode. We'll kind of cut it here since Zai has it going. Kind of a short one. And the controller's kind of the biggest thing. And I don't really want to go into Resident Evil 3 spoilers, but yeah, all right, well, thank you for tuning in and listening. Thank you, Izzy. Thank you, Zaya, for joining.
Yep,
we'll see you all next time.
Bye.